Okay, so so Dexter says the Chayyim more or less what we were saying, yeah, that the only real defense we have against the Yetzer Hara is total immersion in Avodas Hashem and Torah. Total immersion. What he said, as an Olah Richas explains that, like we've been learning here, with no Hesech Hadas. So then we're all lost, basically. Then it's a game over, one of them go home. And then he says, what about people that are working? The people that go to work. Yeah, the people that go to a doctor, the people that sleep. And, the people that do a lot of other things other than just sit and learn and learn Avodas Hashem. And he says, it's not true. They also Isaac and Avodas Hashem. He says he knew a guy. He worked very hard. Yom of a Laila. A little business, a little shop, a little college, whatever. And he worked very hard. And his greatest design, his greatest yearning with his sons and his son-in-law should be sitting and learning and being a Torah. And he used to be mitzamtzem in whatever he needed for himself, said he would have money to support him in learning. Says Rav Dessler, his entire life was one big Avodas Hashem. What was he doing in the shop? He was working. He wasn't thinking about Hashem. He wasn't doing esoteric. He wasn't steiging in the traces, whatever. His whole life was one long kulu Avodas HaTorah and Avodas Hashem. That's like Rav Dessler before this. Correct? That means it's not what you're doing. It's why you're doing it. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing it? When I'm sitting and steiging, hopefully I'm doing that because that's called the Avodas Hashem. But when I'm going for a walk on the beach, when I'm learning, when I'm working, when I'm talking, when I sometimes you have to sit and you have to talk to somebody to make them, you have to talk nonsense sometimes as well. You have to certainly listen to nonsense sometimes. They go, oh, cool, cool, Avodas Hashem. No, they're Bittul Torah. No, they're not Bittul Torah. If this is what you're supposed to be doing now, then that's what you're supposed to be doing. Only question is, do you have the kavana for what you're supposed to be doing? We spoke about that last week. You're changing a diaper. Changing a diaper. Well, that could be a Avodas Hashem, or that could be Beatles mug. Depends on what you want that for. Why do you want this? I think that's the vote, and that's if one's going to take on and you have to work on something. That has to be where the work is. I'm not going to take on that when I'm benching. I'm going to think about Hashem. That's also not a bad thing to do. I think it's for us, it's more of an avoider, is when we're not doing things which look like avoiding Hashem, to try and have kavana that I'm doing that because that's avoiding Hashem. That's for me. I'm not talking about anybody else. We have to do what's good for you. So I decided that I'm going to take on that once a day. When I'm doing something that on the outside looks very mundane and very plain and very, not Avodas Hashem, I'm going to have in mind that I'm doing this because of my desire for Torah, of my desire for Kedusha, my desire for Ruchnias. One thing a day. Now I have to decide what that one thing a day is going to be. It could be that the cup of coffee that I have, not the one I have in the morning, that's too hard to do with Avodas Hashem. That's cool for me. It could be the one that I have in the middle of the morning, say there, yeah? But that coffee I'm going to have because that's Avodas Hashem, because I'll give a better shir, I'll have more yeshiva das. Told you the mice about it. It's or a Volbi or a Shandu. You can take your pick. I've heard it about both. And the person who told me it about Revolvi, when I told him, reminded him about it, told me it was a Shandu. So do what you want. Stomach, whatever, it could have been either one. He was at a chasana and he's told me to him, having an ask me. Ask for the chasana. He wanted to understand what it was. Then he saw him having another ask me. That was for sure Torah. So I went to him and he said, Rebbe, Mazeh. So he said, bring me another one and bring one for yourself. I'm going to explain it to you. He said, most of my life, I'm very isolated and cut off. I'm learning, I'm in yeshiva, I'm working in Avodas HaKodesh. When I come to chasana, I'm very exposed. People come up to me, they tell me their problems, they tell me their tzoros. It's very hard for me to be sameach at a chasana with all the tzoros that people come and tell me at chasana. So I put an ice cream and it gives me some yeshiva da, menuchas hanefesh, so it gives me some It's enjoyable, then I enjoy it, and I use it to raise up my simcha levels a little bit. That ice cream's gluttony, or that's avoidance of shame? Avoidance of shame. No hesach hadas whatsoever. There's no bigger 10 daitcha than that. There's resources in the world, and I'm going to use those resources for avoidance of shame. Third one is for the Talmud. The third one he had was for the Talmud. Because they both had very sharp sense of humor, and I believe the third one was kulu for the Talmud. But you're up. I'm trying to bring a Yesodia. There's lots of resources in the world. How we use those resources in our lives, that's another example. I'm going to use this resource, which I've been using up to now, just stump. I felt like a coffee. I had a coffee. No, I'm going to have in mind once a day that the coffee that I have, the dugma, is going to be because I want this for avoidance Hashem, because it's going to give me a little shtickle payoff, maybe a bit more patience, maybe it's going to give me more energy. I'm going to enjoy the coffee. I'm going to give that pleasure back to Hashem, whatever. There's a whole, you know, it's worth it in a cup of coffee. Avoidance samusa there is in a cup of coffee. I'm just saying simple, what the intention is. Okay.
You know, it's not true.
If it's not true, what does it mean? It's not true.
If you're not holding it, that coffee.
No, you have to tell. When you take on a Kabbalah, there's to be something you're holding by. You don't have to go with a coffee. I'm talking about me. You have to find something that'll be true for you. I'm going to take on a Kabbalah, and it's going to be kulu sheker. I don't know. Is that betoich shaloli shmo boli shmo? I don't think so. No, because I'm dafka looking for a lishmoya. The avoidia is to find something tiny, tiny, tiny in the day that I'm doing lishmo. 100%. Brilliant. That's fantastic. How many mitzvahs are you doing paying up the garbage? Especially if you don't wait to be told. Yeah. Once a week, I'm going to take out the garbage because those haste avoidance Hashem. I'm cleaning the house. It's like a Trumas Adeshim. I'm the Kohen Gadol doing the Trumas Adeshim. You needed a coin to take out the ashes? Bring in the Kateris, understanding the president, to shoot out the ashes afterwards. Send some kid in there, I don't know, hire some Filipino or whatever. What's the big avoider there? No. Jewish tradition was the Gavaldia, was the big avoider. Yeah, you saw in Kelm, only the best Bochrim were able to sweep the best midrash. To get the job of doing sponge in the best midrash in Kelm, you have to be holding. The best said when he first came to Kelm, he was a young boy. One of the youngest that ever went to Kelm. So he wasn't allowed to clean anything in the ball. He was allowed to go by stamps to the Bochum once a week. Instead of the post office. It was like the most mundane job you could get. It was giving the lowest stuff. The best Talmud, the best Bochum in the Shiva, he was allowed a sponger. The best midrash. Yeah, that's the avoider. That was the lesson. You weren't there, but I remember when we first moved into the Shemesh, the yeshiva, so it was a bit of a mess, and the Bochum came to say that the place is dirty, it needs a cleaner. I said, no, sir, there's a sponger, there's a Moscow dot team. You take care of the best midrash. It's your job. I'm not hiring someone to clean the best midrash. What's wrong with you? Able-bodied men go clean the best midrash. And they're good, and it had a big impression on them. And it saved me a lot of money. Headache. I have to hire them to clean their mess. But it's because they have this. I said, you're getting married soon. You better learn how to do sponge in such a way that's not people tell you. Yeah. Whatever it is, find something small that you're doing anyway, something mundane, and start doing it as an expression of avoidance of shame because of your desire for Torah, your desire for Duju. I think Ulay, I don't know, maybe that's what you meant. I don't know, that's something we have to do. So everybody was thinking about this over the Shabbos. We spoke about this Thursday. If anybody has something to add, the Kabbalah, something they found that they want to take on to help us to get away from the Hesech Hadas, to have it then Daitcho, from now until Shavuos, here's your chance to say something. Maybe you'll start. You're going to go with the garbage. Excellent. Brilliant. Okay. We should write these down maybe so we can check them once a week. On Thursday, you were here Thursday?
Yeah.
Tendaitcha. Not so much Shmiras Shamayim, but Tendaitcha. To be focused on what I'm doing rather than looking up and looking around. Okay, very good, very good. Once a day, for the purposes of this Vaad, once a day. We can dredge up the recording. For the purposes of this Vaad, once a day. Once a day, I'm not going to look up when somebody comes in and I'm going to look shukin as imbiya. What you're doing is gewaldic. That's it. Don't make it too big, otherwise it won't last. Any other offers? To have Birkas Hamazon, I'm going to say Birkas Hamazon. I'm talking to Hashem. I'm doing this because he asked me to say this, and I'm saying Birkas Hamazon is literally over there. Okay, how often? Once a week? Once a month?
Once a day.
Once a day?
If possible.
If possible. Okay. But at least once on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay. That's another way of taking on Kabbalah, by the way. Good eight. I'm going to learn 10 minutes a day, but not less than 5. I'm going to learn 3 Mishnahs a day, but not less than 1. That's another subject.
It
comes from behind. Yeah, he pushes you so hard that you become a failure. And one of the reasons is, I'll tell you what, you're trying to set up for success. Sustainability, whenever you're doing something, Ruchnes Gashmas, you want to do something, you have to make sure it's sustainable.
Yeah.
Might be very honorable and look fantastic and wow, but if it's not sustainable, what's the point? Right? A diet as well. A diet has to be sustainable. So when you say, I'm going to learn 3 Mishnahs a day, what makes it sustainable, you say, but not less than 1. Because there are going to be days where you won't do 3. And you maybe only do 1 or 2, and you're going to look at yourself like a failure. And failure breeds failure. Whereas if you say 3, but not less than 1, so I did 1 today, I'm not a failure because I'm still within the parameters of my Kabbalah. So it enables you to have a success even when you didn't exactly what you wanted to do. So it's a range. Who says it has to be a point? It's a range. And I'm working within that range. So that maintains stability and sustainability. Very big Yusuf. I learned that, and I think you got it. Anybody else want to say anything, take on something? All right, think about it, Mr. Shem. Tomorrow we'll... how many times? Once a day. Excellent. To say Hashem Yotze b'kavona. What does it mean, kavona? Kavona means I'm thinking about Hashem, what I'm doing. This is not about, we're not trying to do a be more frum. That's not the goal yet. The goal is to have tendaitcha. I'm doing something that I'm going to think about. Yeah. That's already something that's kodesh. I'm talking about, it's a good place. And the benching as well. Same thing. I'm talking more about like the garbage. That's what I like. The cup of coffee. Like with Deskis. When you're sitting and learning and you're doing avodas Hashem, no, that's avodas Hashem. But when I'm doing something that's not avoided, such shit, how do I? Okay. So that's beside it. David, you can take on the garbage also. The garbage. You can do the garbage. Whatever. You have a chavrusa, though. He's giving advice, but he hasn't taken. No, first you have to take on something else. Once you're a non-voter, until you've taken on a Kabbalah, you're a what they call them a non. Non-voting member of this committee. In order to give advice, you first have to actually be doing something. So think of something we'll come back. We want to hear your advice, but first we want to hear what your Kabbalah is. Who? Bessarabi. No. Manash is there. Manash is light fitting, wants to take on a Kabbalah. All I can see is his light fitting. Because all that you can see it for me is the roof. Oh, there you are. Okay, so we want to hear what your Kabbalah is, Rabbi Neshi, there in Netanya. To go to the beach twice a day, the shame Shemayim. All right, anybody else? Yeah, goes Baruch. The Loli Shmo giving it back. Oh, nothing like a good Loli Shmo.
Every week, once a day, when I enter my building, I will have a mind.
Once a day when he's asking his clients for money, he's gonna have Hashem in mind. He's gonna have mon in mind. The panosa comes from Hashem.
Okay, so here's my plan. when I take out the trash, okay, and I come back, my wife always responds, "What? You take out the trash? Damn, So guys, just don't announce it. Just do it and don't announce it. Learn from my mistake.
What's wrong with announcement?
Because her point is she takes out the trash for the thousands of the manifold things that she does all the time. She keeps coming like announcing. Like, I just did this. I just ate dinner. I just did this. I just did laundry. I just did whatever. I don't need to just get points. Try to get points. She got the trash.
Yeah, it might help if she would. I'm just thinking. We wouldn't take it so for granted if she would announce all these things. You suddenly realize, wow. I always thought we had a maid. You know?
It's like very good, but she
always did. Yeah, no, that's a very male thing. That's a very male thing. I'm a hero. You know, I just come back from war. You know, where's my coffee? You know, took out the garbage. Are you man enough? You see, for a woman taking out the garbage is something to do with relationship. That's what does that mean? Ellie understands, he'll tell you. Everything women do has something to do with relationships. Men don't know what relationships are. When they take out the garbage, it's like mission accomplished. For a woman, has something to do with relationships. I don't know, but no, I never said that. It's something to do with relationships. I don't understand. But at least there's somebody in the room that knows what I'm talking about. I'm not the only guy from Mars. Okay, fine. No, Reb Chanan, something you're going to do, yeah? Yishem Shemayim. Okay, very good. Excellent. That's a good one. That's a good one. He's going to reply to a WhatsApp one day, once a day. He's going to have in mind that this is part of his avodah. This is part of his Torah, and it's going to enhance his Torah and enhance his. Okay, fine. Tough. We finished. Anybody else? Hello. What about you?
Wasn't it Thursday? But you're all doing dishes. Once a week, maybe.
Once a month. You're doing this as chesed. You're doing the dishes, not doing the dishes for dishes. I'm doing the dishes for Torah.
Yeah.
This is for Torah.
Either way, do it.
Yeah. But this is talking about Torah, not about Chesed. I'm doing this for Torah. I'm doing this because of my appreciation and my goodness in Torah. Help me learn better, whatever. Yeah. Okay, very good. All right, Rabbi. So, Bezrat Hashem.